I walk several blocks to work each day. This gives me ample time to look for litter. And over the past few days, I've spotted a hamburger wrapper, many cigarette butts, a bike reflector, part of a plastic bag, orange peel scraps, a gum wrapper, a beer bottle, chewed gum stuck on the sidewalk, shreds of styrofoam pieces, an empty cigarette pack, a plastic cup, some broken glass, a pizza box, a soda can, plastic cutlery, a Band-Aid, two tea bags, a work glove, a receipt, and a hairband. Yep, legally, it's all litter. Probably even the gum and the orange peel and the tea bags. And those who live as litter bugs shouldn't throw insults. Me? I fashion myself this generation's Johnny Appleseed each time I threw an apple core into the bushy grass on the side of the road. But I've learned recently that legislators don't necessarily see a thrown apple core as the gift of new tree life. The Illinois Litter Control Act, for example, takes citizens to task for improper and abusive discard habits, and then defines litter broadly. Any discarded, used, or, key here, unconsumed substance or waste. Apple core? Check. Tossed salad greens like the ones that led to a ticket for littering in Pennsylvania? Check. That ice you dumped instead of allowing it to melt out the bottom of a fast food cup? Far less likely, but maybe. Since reading the fine print, I've learned that clearly one person's biodegradable Feed the Earth treasure is another one's trash. Here's the rest of the litter definition in Illinois. Litter may include, but is not limited to, any garbage, trash, refuse, debris, rubbish, grass clippings or other lawn or garden waste, newspaper, magazines, glass, metal, plastic or paper containers or other packaging, construction material, abandoned vehicles, furniture, oil, carcass of a dead animal, any nauseous or offensive matter of any kind, or anything else of an unsightly or unsanitary nature. Message in a bottle like the one cast into the sea by a boat captain off the coast of New York? Turns out that the guy who found the plastic missive in England and then sent a message back chastising the captain for littering could have been right. In many states, it's against the law to deposit any litter into any body of water. I could find no exceptions for those who toss for curiosity. Most states are clearly litter mates. Broad, all-inclusive defining language, like Hawaii's debris of whatever kind or description, whether or not it is of value, and Maryland's discarded materials of every description, is the norm. But then they get pretty darn specific, too, and the specificity varies. Litter includes, among other things, discarded sand in Georgia, tobacco products in Florida, pop tops in Connecticut, bottle tops in New Jersey, flaming or glowing substances in Oklahoma, used baby diapers in Washington State, crockery in Indiana, and abandoned ice fishing shacks in Maine. Which all reminds me of the popped balloon, streaming wet ribbons, and attached message I once found on a Lake Michigan beach. Students from an elementary school in the Great Plains had launched it hopefully into the air several weeks before. I dutifully filled out the attached questionnaire about where and when I'd found it. And the curious tykes are lucky I came across it first. An officer of the peace might have sent back not the questionnaire, but a ticket. I'm Amy Guida.